The COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on workers in a lot of industries, including farming and food production. The early weeks of the outbreak made a tough financial situation for farmers even worse, and food processing plants have had an outsized number of illnesses and deaths. Our next guest says it's time for a change in the balance of power in the agriculture industry, and that helping farmers and laborers organize is the way to make that happen. She says Wisconsin's own history can provide a good blueprint. Sarah Lloyd farms with her husband at the 400-cow Nelson Dairy Farm near Wisconsin Dells. She has served on the National Dairy Board, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, and is a member of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Her recent piece in The Progressive is called Rebuild Farmer Labor Solidarity. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Sarah, first let's talk about how COVID has affected these two crucial parts of the food industry, starting with farmers. We know a tough time, especially with milk prices, other commodity prices. How did COVID make things in many ways even worse for many farmers?
Yeah, so at the end of 2019, as a dairy farmer, we thought there was a little bit of relief from the low prices, but COVID hit, and as many people know, it really disrupted all the supply chain. So when all the restaurants shut down, institutions, all of that cheese and dairy that was going into those channels just were shut off. And so prices went way down again. And we really saw how brittle the food system is right now with the impacts of the economic shutdown from COVID. And then at the same time, you know, workers have just been really made unsafe in the workplace, the processing workers, especially the meatpacking workers. As a dairy farmer, I not only sell dairy products off my farm, I also sell beef from my farm. And so, you know, that impacts me when the meat processors go down. There's estimated as of today over 254 workers in the processing and farm worker have died from COVID. So this is very serious.
How do you see an opportunity to build connections between farmers and laborers?
Well, I think that, you know, what we have in the food system is that there's really strong monopoly power and corporate dominance. And they like to tell the story that somehow we should be, as farmers, divided from the workers and divided from the consumers, because if we got together, we would have a lot of power. And so I think that, you know, work that's being done, the Wisconsin Farmers Union is working together with a number of groups in the region, including some of the labor unions, to really come together and demand both fair prices for farmers, but also fair wages for workers and safety. Safety for the workers. We must be able to protect the workers that are so critical for the whole food system. And a lot of those people are immigrant workers. And so they are especially vulnerable, and we need to make sure that we're protecting them.
In your piece, you look to Wisconsin history for inspiration of cooperation between farmers and workers. What did you look back at?
Well, I was staying late at the Wisconsin Farmers Union office in Chippewa Falls, and the Farmers Union started in Wisconsin in the 30s, and there's big file cabinets of old photos, and I was leafing through, and I found this really spectacular photo from the Chippewa County Farmers Union Juniors Club, and they had a state fair booth that year in 1940. And they were calling for farmer labor cooperation and reciprocal protection. And I was really excited by that. They were asking that both farmers and workers get their fair share of the national income. And I think that they laid a good base for us. You know, if you think about the 1940s, the economy was being rebuilt after the great crash at the end of the 20s and all through the New Deal. And we're in that situation again. Our economy has been devastated by COVID. So let's look back to the Chippewa County Junior Farmer Union member, Farmers Union chapter, and let's take a lesson and come together.
Right. We pick up our conversation with Sarah Lloyd, dairy farmer and author of the recent piece in the Progressive, Rebuild Farmer Labor Solidarity. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea of labor organizations bringing together farmers and food industry workers? If you are a farmer yourself or work in a meatpacking plant or other food processing facility, what kind of changes have you seen amid COVID? Do you think enough has been done to address health risks? Are you feeling economic damage during the pandemic? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Sarah, one concern consumers might have is, well, if farmers and food processing workers are making more money, does that mean food is going to cost me more? What would you say to that concern?
I would say, no, it doesn't have to be that way. I think that is the line that we're given by the corporate powers that be to separate us. If you look at the consumer dollar spent on food, the farmer's only getting 15 cents of that. On average, there is plenty of money in the marketplace where if the supply chain, the processors, distributors, retailers, if we all shared equally and had fairness in that supply chain, you wouldn't necessarily see a big bump in consumer prices. Because as a farmer, I really want to make sure that people have access to good, healthy food. But also, let's talk about, you know, worker wages. Those are the consumers. Let's make sure that people are getting a good wage so that they can afford to buy my dairy products.
One big issue is, and you've touched on it briefly already, consolidation of ownership in the food processing realm in particular, with fewer companies owning bigger facilities, bigger shares of the market. Are there changes you'd like to see in that, and how would you want those changes to be made?
Well, there's a couple things. When you think about the big giant monopolist actors, it's the Tysons and Cargills and JBS and Smithfields. We've all heard those names, and they have an undue power in the industry. So we need to make sure that our Department of Justice at the federal and the state level is using the laws that it has to make sure that the monopoly power is being controlled. That's a fundamental part of the United States. We don't like monopolies. We also need to rebuild the small and medium scale processing infrastructure. We've lost a lot of meat plants. You know, if you talk to a farmer today, they might be waiting a year to get an appointment with a local meat processor to even just get the cow that they might want processed for their family. And, you know, that's where I would say, hey, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, hey, you know, DATCAP, let's get moving on rebuilding that system for local processing.
Now, over in Minnesota, there's this thing called the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party. Do you feel like the two-party system has overlooked the needs of farmers and workers in food fields?
Well, I don't know if it's the two-party. I have a lot of thoughts about what the two-party system does, but I do think that, you know, the corporate dominance in the economy, which both parties don't seem to be effectively breaking up, they are trying to divide us. They're trying to divide the farmer, the worker, the consumer. We have Wisconsin Farmers Union has a pledge that people can sign on to as farmers and stating their solidarity for an equitable food system that protects the workers, that creates a fair price. So I really, you know, one thing that we can all do is show that we care and we understand. WisconsinFarmersUnion.com has this pledge that people can sign on to and sign on in solidarity.
On a practical level, if you want this cooperation between farmers and food processing workers, the farmers, they're working in their fields, they can be kind of isolated, farm workers or food processing workers off in their own factories. On a practical level, do you see places and ways to bring the two groups together?
Well, you know, that's why I'm a member of Wisconsin Farmers Union. That's why, you know, workers should be able to freely organize and be in a union, so that's what you do. You work in an organization so that people that represent you can make sure that we're finding ways to connect, because yeah, everyone's busy. We also need to go back and do that hard work of getting to know each other again, because you're right, you know, what is the opportunity that a farmer has to meet with a meatpacking worker? So, you know, I definitely think we should look for opportunities. Certainly we have to be careful of COVID right now. But you know, maybe there's ways of setting up some Zoom calls and getting to know each other again, because I think that we've become isolated from each other. And that's part of the hard work that's necessary to rebuild power.
As you talk and write about this, have you gotten a sense that there's a hunger from your fellow farmers and maybe those working in food processing to do this sort of thing?
Definitely. And I think, you know, COVID has been a huge wake-up call of how disrupted the supply chains got. We saw how brittle they were. You know, farmers were dumping milk, being forced to dump milk. You heard about people with pigs having to euthanize pigs because the supply chains were so brittle. So people understand that the workers in the meat plants are essential to keep those operating. We also need to protect all of our neighbors and friends and try to beat back the pandemic so that we can further open up the economy. And we need to do that together. We got to be in it together.
Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Sarah Lloyd helps run the Nelson Dairy Farm near Wisconsin Dells. She was with us to talk about the need she sees for farmers and workers in the agricultural processing industry to organize and advocate for change, especially in the midst of the COVID pandemic.